all the way from Studio 312 in the beautiful Tularosa Basin in southern New Mexico. It's that gentleman known across the country and various parts of Europe as the man who brings back the nickel soda pop. The man who, with the sideburns and the endless supply of the most sincerest smiles, the man with the snapping fingers and the tapping toes, your friend and mine, Jason Kirkman. And he's here, right now, on the Jason Kirkman Show.
It's that time again, and thanks for joining me. I sure hope you enjoy the program as much, if not more, as I enjoy putting it together for you. I just love listening to the old tracks. They bring back some great memories for me, and I hope they do the same for you. I am Jason Kirkman, coming to you from Studio 312 in the Tularosa Basin. It's where the women are delightful and the men are rugged. And the music? Well, the music is right now on the Jason Kirkman Show.
My girl baby sits for someone on her block. Then I come up to join her and we start to rock. The baby hears the beat and man, it is a shock when he goes. A rockin' type of boogie is the kind of song that makes this little baby wanna sing along. And though he maybe gets the tune a little wrong, he still goes. He isn't too young to really feel the beat. He rocks back and forth in his little seat. He claps both his hands and he taps his feet. And he sings. He is a hully-gully bouncing baby boy. You know the record player is his favorite toy. And don't forget he's everybody's pride and joy when he goes. I know there isn't anyone to take the bet, but surely he's the youngest teenager yet, and probably the hippest of the diaper set as he goes.
Yeah, man, I like that.
He strolls in his stroller with the radio on. It doesn't go to sleep until the music's gone. He imitates the singer in the group
with a low-down voice.
And when it's time to tuck him in his little bed, with all that music running through his sleepy head, the little fella doesn't say goodnight. Instead, he says,
Boogie, 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 oh.
That was Buzz Clifford with Babysittin' Boogie. Here's Dee Clark with Raindrops.
Raindrops, so many raindrops, it feels like raindrops falling from my eyes, falling from my eyes. Since my love has left me, I'm so all alone. I would bring her back to me, but I don't know where she's gone. I don't know where she's gone.
There must be a cloud in my head.
Rain keeps falling from my eyes. Oh no, it can't be teardrops, for a man ain't supposed to cry. So it must be raindrops. So many raindrops, it feels like raindrops falling from my eyes, falling from my eyes. Rain.
falling from my eyes. Oh no, it can't be teardrops, for a man ain't supposed to cry. So it must be raindrops, so many raindrops. It feels like raindrops falling from my eyes, falling from my eyes. It keeps on falling, falling from my eyes. It keeps on falling from my eyes.
Perhaps once in about 100 years, a person may be ruined by excessive praise. But surely, once every minute, someone dies inside for lack of it.
I got a little red rooster, too lazy to crow for day. I got a little red rooster, too lazy to crow for day. He keeps everything in the barnyard upset in every way. The dogs begin to bark, the hounds begin to hound. The dogs begin to bark, the hounds begin to howl. Watch out all you kinfolk, my little red rooster's on the prowl. I tell you that he keeps all the hens fighting among themselves. Keeps all the hens fighting among themselves. He don't want no hen in the barnyard laying eggs for nobody else. No, yeah. Play it, Billy. Ask him, Ray. Tell everybody, now if you see my red rooster, send him home. Said if you see my red rooster, send him home. I had no peace in the barnyard since my red rooster been gone.
That was Sam Cooke with Little Red Rooster. Here's Johnny Cash with one of my favorite novelty songs from him, Everybody Loves a Nut.
Everybody loves a nut. The whole world loves a weirdo. Brains red or rot. Everybody loves a nut. There was a hermit named Fred who kept a dead horse in his cave. And everyone said to Fred, Fred, how come you keep a dead horse in your cave? And he said, well,
everybody loves a nut. The whole world loves a weirdo.
Brains red or rot, but everybody loves a nut. A Columbia man named Frank had a tiger named Hank. He tried to put Hank in his tank. And guess what happened to old Frank? When they picked up the teeth, hair, and eyeballs and erected a tombstone, it read,
everybody loves a nut. The whole world loves a
another Columbia fella told Queen Isabella, I don't think the world is flat. Now, what do you think about that? And she said, you don't. And he said, no, ma'am. And she said, you get out of my queendom. And he said, yes, ma'am. Everybody loves a nut. The whole world loves a weirdo. Brains are in a rut, but everybody loves.
Audrey McComb, age 25, was stopped in Randolph County, Indiana, for driving erratically. She is the latest person to be ratted out by her child. When mom denied that she had been drinking, her daughter, age 7, blurted out, "Yes, you have, mom." She registered .237 with a blood alcohol content level, and earlier she had nearly hit another officer's car head-on. Kids are so honest.
Well, you're the reason I'm riding around on recap tires.
And you're the reason I'm hanging our clothes outside on wars.
And you're the reason our kids are ugly, little darling. Oh, but looks ain't everything, and money ain't everything, but I love you just the same.
Well, you're the reason I've changed to beer from soda pop.
And you're the reason I never get to go to the beauty shop.
You're the reason our kids are ugly, little darling. Oh, but looks ain't everything, and money ain't everything, but I love you just the same. I guess that we won't ever have everything we need, 'cause when we get ahead, it's got a double mouth to feed.
And that's the reason that my good looks and my figure is gone.
That's the reason that I ain't got no hair to comb.
And you're the reason our kids are ugly, little darling. Well, but looks ain't everything, and money ain't everything, but I love you just the same.
Conway, why in the devil don't you go and shave and put on a clean pair of pants?
But Loretta, look at yourself. I wish you'd take them curlers out of your hair and go put on a little makeup and get out of that house coat before supper.
Huh. Well, let me tell you something, Conway. Considering everything that I went through today, I look like a movie star.
Yeah, Ruth Buzzy.
Thank you.
Besides that, all of our kids took after your part of the family
anyway.
Oh,
they did, huh? Well, what about the ones that's bald?
I read recently that 7,000 deaths occur each year because of a doctor's sloppy handwriting. I think we need to figure out who that doctor is.
Well, if you're one of the millions who own one of them gas-drinking, piston-clanking, air-polluting, smoke-belching, four-wheeled buggies from Detroit City, then pay attention. I'm about to sing your song, son.
Send me a few choice words. All about that demon, the automobile, the metal monster with the polyglass wheels, the end result of the dream of Henry Ford. Well, now I've got a car that's mine alone, but me and the finance company own a ready-made pile of manufactured grief. And if I ain't out of gas in a pouring rain, I'm a change in a flat in a hurricane. I once spent 3 days lost on a clover leaf. Well, it ain't just the smoke and the traffic jam that makes me the bitter fool I am, but this four-wheel buggy's a dollaring me to death. For gas and oils and fluids and grease and wires and tires and antifreeze and them accessories, well, honey, that's something else. Well, you can get stereo tape and a color TV, get a backseat bar and reclining seats, and just pay once a month like you do your rent. Well, I figured it up, and over a period of time, this $4,000 car of mine cost $14,000.99. Well, now, Lord, Mr. Ford,
simple horse this carriage has become. Well, it seems your contribution to man, to say the least, got a little out of hand. Well, Lord, Mr. Ford, what have you done? Now, the average American father and mother own one whole car and a half another. And I bet that half a car's a trick to drive, don't you? But the thing that amazes me, I guess, is the way we measure a man's success by the kind of an automobile he can afford to buy. Well, now it's red light, green light, traffic cop, right turn, no turn, must turn, stop. Get out the credit card, honey, we're out of gas. Well, now all the cars place end to end would reach to the moon and back again. There'd probably be some poor fool pull out the pass. Well, now how I yearn for the good old days without that carbon dioxide haze hanging over the roar of the interstate. Well, if the Lord that made the moon and the stars would have meant for me, and you'd have cars, he'd have seen that we're all born with a parking space. Lord, Mr. Ford, I just wish that you could see what your simple horseless carriage has become. Well, it seems your contribution to man, to say the least, got a little out of hand. Well, Lord, Mr. Ford, what have you done? Come away with me, Lucille. Am I smoking, choking on him?
I'd like to thank you for listening to this edition of the Jason Kirkman Show, and I'd like to thank all of the stations that carry the program. There's 88.9 FM KHII, our anchor station out of Cloudcroft, New Mexico, and 97.5 FM, our sister station right here in Alamogordo. The Leading Edge Radio Network, Oldies Radio 104.3 WVPV, AM 1290, Oldies Radio 88.com, and RememberWhenRadio.com. Also Hawaiian Pacific Radio and Q-Star Radio, KOWS Radio 107.3 FM, WYAP 107.7 FM, AM 1700 Radio Richmond, AM 520 The Loop, 88.1 WCPR, Andrews Community Radio, Classic Hits 1630 AM, The Music Player Yesterday out of the United Kingdom, Dark Classics Radio, W Rock Radio, and DeepOldies.com. Thank you all so much for carrying the Jason Kirkman Show. To check out all of the websites of the stations that carry the program, go to my website at JasonKirkman.com. That's C-U-R-T-M-A-N. While you're there, send me an email or check out the blog. Let me know just how much you're enjoying the Jason Kirkman Show.
I'm standing in Tombstone, Arizona with a miner by the name of Kerry. We are at the Good Enough Mine. Kerry, tell me a little bit about the mine. I'm ready to take a tour. Tell me a little bit about the mine and its history.
All right. Well, this is one of the original silver mines that made this town possible. Tombstone was, well, the primary industry was silver mining back during the 1880s. And it was a very big deal, too. This was the first place where full-scale, industrial-scale, well-financed mining was undertaken. A lot of investors from back east sunk a lot of money into this mining district. And the Good Enough Mine was one of the 25 producing mines during the 1880s. There were over 300 miles of underground workings in those hills back there. And this is the biggest producer, produced 5.7 million ounces of silver over the years. So yeah, that's what Tombstone's economy was based on back then, was silver mining. There were 800 miners working here at the peak of the boom. There were three big mining companies. This was owned by one of them, Tombstone Mill and Mining Company, which also was owned by the founder of the town, Ed Shifflin. He's the one who was told that all he'd ever find here would be his own tombstone. They told him that in 1877 at Fort Huachuca. And that grated on him. You know, when you're a prospector out in the desert, you get a lot of time to dwell on things like that. So when he did locate a silver-bearing ledge, he named that claim the Tombstone to get back at what they told him. And that's where the mining district and then the town took their names. So the Good Enough Mine was the biggest producer here in town. And it's classic 19th century hard rock mining. They had no machinery whatsoever underground. They had to drill the holes by hand after they blasted. They had to muck the shot rock out by hand. They even had to push the ore carts and wheelbarrows underground by hand. And it was all done by candlelight. And that's just the amazing thing when you're down there. You see these big, gigantic open spaces, almost architectural in scale. And you realize that it was all done with muscle and dynamite. It's just mind-boggling. This is the real history here.
But what year did the mine open up?
1879 was when they filed the claim in 1878. They started working underground in 1879.
Has it always been named the Good Enough Miner?
Sure.
Absolutely.
Yep. Mm-hmm. You bet. That was the original claim filed in 1878.
Any story on why they chose that name?
Well, Ed Shefflin and his partner, Richard Gerd, and his brother, Al Shefflin, were prospecting further in 1878. Ed had already discovered the Tombstone claim. He persuaded them to come down here and do some more prospecting. They struck it rich at the Lucky Cuss, which is about a mile behind town. The ore there was almost pure silver, horn silver, $15,000 to the ton. The ore they found here, the Good Enough, wasn't quite as rich as that, but it was good enough for them.
Good enough for them. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Great story. And when did the mine close?
As near as I can tell, Tombstone Mill and Mining Company went out of full production in 1896, and there was some limited activity underground, and that's true of all the mines around here in the early 20th century. So this mine, I figure, hasn't produced any silver since, since about 100 years, maybe.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much, Kerry. I really appreciate it. Anything else you want to add?
It's a lot of fun to go down there and take the tour. It's beautiful down there, as you'll see.
Getting ready to take the tour. And folks, if you want to know more about it, you can come to Tombstone. Come to Tombstone, where there's lots to see and do. And you get a real taste of American history right here in Tombstone, Arizona.
That's what we do.
All right. Thank you very much, Kerry.
You're welcome.
While other businesses failed during the Great Depression, the popcorn business thrived. Popcorn sold at around 5 to 10 cents a bag, making it one of the most affordable and possibly life-saving treats for poor families. Popcorn has been sold in theaters since 1912. It's been a big money maker not only because popcorn is overpriced, but also because people usually get thirsty and consequently buy sodas or water as well. In movie theaters, for every dollar spent on popcorn, about 90 cents is profit. Approximately 70% of popcorn sold in America is eaten in the home. The other 30% is eaten in theaters, stadiums, and schools.
Just take those old records off the shelf.
Well, it's time to close up shop once again. Thanks for joining me today, and don't forget to spend some time with the ones you hold dearest to your heart, especially those kids. I'll see you next time on the Jason Kirkman Show right here on this fantastic station. Here's a song by the Boy Wonder from Tupelo summing up my thoughts for today, Elvis with Shout It Out.
Everybody listen to me, put a smile on your face. There's no reason to be gloomy. This world's a wonderful place. So let me say, get happy, shout it out. Yeah, get happy now, shout it out. Well, now there is no doubt you've a lot to shout about. Give a yell, life is swell, shout it out. Hey there, little girl, don't be sad. There's such good times to be had. Count your blessings one by one. Life's a ball, after all, have some fun. I said, come on, get happy, shout it out. Yeah, get happy now, shout it out. Well, there is no doubt you've a lot to shout about. Give a yell, life is swell, shout it out. While there's good food you can taste, while there's music, life's no waste. While there's great things happening, there's no end to the joy life can bring. I said, come on, get happy, shout it out. Yeah, get happy now, shout it out. Well, now there is no doubt you've a lot to shout about. Give a yell, life is swell, shout it out. As long as there's someone you can love, as long as bright stars shine above, you've got no reason to be blue. Think what it means when your dreams all come true. I said, come on, get happy.
It's where the Old West meets cutting-edge technology. There's a warm smile around every corner. It's Southern New Mexico, a fantastic place to consider for your next vacation. For more information, visit alamogordo.com, cloudcroft.com, or newmexico.org. All of these sites are linked on my website at jasonkirkman.com. That's C-U-R-T-M-A-N. The Jason Kirkman Show is underwritten by todaysfullerbrush.com, providing useful products for home and business since 1906. www.todaysfullerbrush.com.